The sun has gone down on Sir Elton John's two final New Zealand concerts, leaving thousands of concert goers feeling disappointed. They'll have to wait 11 more months to see him. The legend, who called time out on his farewell tour in New Zealand, two-thirds of the way into his first Auckland concert on Sunday night, had already moved the dates of his second Auckland concert twice. But last night, promoters told fans Sir Elton hadn't recovered from walking pneumonia and would need to postpone his two final Auckland concerts for almost a year. Fans will now have to wait until mid-January to see him and battle with America's Cup fans for accommodation. And as Logan Church reports, many are feeling short-changed again.
For Christchurch resident Donna, Sunday night's Elton John concert was supposed to be a trip of a lifetime.
I've always loved his music, and it's probably one of the main concerts that I was really excited to go up and see.
But it turns out Donna was one of the lucky ones. Sir Elton performed 16 songs before walking pneumonia called time on Sunday night's concert. More than 80,000 fans, some of whom paid more than $700 for tickets, didn't get to see him at all after promoters last night postponed his remaining two concerts for 11 months. Donna said she knew on Sunday things weren't looking good from the start.
When we got there, everyone was hyped up and excited. We all couldn't wait for him to come out. And after the very first song, Elton said that he wasn't feeling very well and that he'd been diagnosed with walking pneumonia, which, of course, left a bit of confusion because I don't think many people would have heard of that one. So Elton just basically said, you know, he was going to do his best and cracked on with playing some music. But you could see throughout the concert he was really struggling with his voice.
The concert continued until the Rocket Man himself could do no more and was helped off stage by crew to a standing ovation from the crowd. Whilst Sir Elton apologised to fans on social media, Donna said she was expecting the promoters Chug Entertainment or Ticketmaster to get in touch because fans didn't get their money's worth.
We kind of left the concert thinking, OK, we're going to hear something from the promoters or the ticket agency or something that we will either be offered to come to another one of the concerts or we'll get some of our money back or something because we didn't get the performance that we paid for.
But nothing. She has since emailed Chug and Ticketmaster but received no response. Tour promoter Michael Chug has declined repeated requests from Checkpoint to be interviewed this week but has said there would be no compensation or partial refunds for Sunday's concert. He said as far as, quote, everyone was concerned, Elson had performed for 2 hours and had played the concert. Donna disagrees.
He absolutely did not perform for 2 hours. We were back in the CBD. We caught the bus from the stadium and we were back in the CBD at 10 p.m. The concert started at 7:30 and there was a huge amount of stop-start of the bits when he was on stage. So there's just no way. It would have been an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half, the absolute most that he was physically on the stage.
Consumer New Zealand's head of research, Jessica Wilson, says they have been receiving calls from concert goers asking what they are entitled to.
They are entitled to expect to get their money's worth. So in this case, they paid for a show where the entertainer couldn't deliver the set list and walked off before the concert was finished. So they're entitled to get a partial refund for the part of the concert that wasn't delivered.
Elton fan Lee Laker, who also attended Sunday's concert, wants at least some of her money back.
It definitely wasn't 2 hours long. I would put it at just over an hour and a half.
Lee grew up listening to Elton's songs, but was also left confused when the show came to an end.
No one came on and said that the concert was over, not while we were there, and we would have stayed, I guess, another 10 minutes. A lot of people got up immediately and started filing out, and it wasn't until we saw the two vehicles at the back of the stage take off and then the instruments being carried off the darkened stage that we thought, oh well, that's it.
Both Lee and Donna believe a partial refund is only fair, especially for people like Donna who had to travel a long distance to be there.
Ticket costs alone were over $500 for our two tickets. And then, of course, we're in Christchurch, so we also had to pay for the return flights and accommodation, to be able to go up to Auckland to be able to go to the concert. So it's a huge amount of money.
Elton John's final farewell concert of his farewell tour was supposed to end in London this December. Ticketmaster says while New Zealand fans who missed out this week have been offered a refund, they also have an option of holding on to those tickets and having them transferred to Friday, January 15 and Saturday, January 16, 2021, Sir Elton's real final farewell concert. For Checkpoint, Logan Church.